I'm Daniel. My character's name is Action Figure. Action Figure is a human-sized action figure with removable limbs that can move on their own. He doesn't like being a hero, and he just wants to be a model. He wants to live a life of glamour, but the hero life keeps pulling him in.
Hi, I'm Tori, and I am playing a hero known as Jackpot, otherwise known as Jason Poole. He is a thrill-seeking celebrity vigilante with absurd, unnatural luck. And things just kind of, he doesn't really twist the luck on purpose, but things just sort of seem to go his way. So, you know, somebody robs a bank when he's visiting and a piano just conveniently drops on them, that kind of shit.
I'm Brandon, and I'm going to be playing Aguifer. Rafael Rivera is the recently elected interim senator in the Heavendale region, and he has the power of sinkhole creation.
And, oh, God.
And he loves being a hero. He's been at it for a while. He's the first elected in a special election Latinx senator and like an out cape as a senator. And it's this big moment. And he's living for tomorrow because this is the last day that he's on the job as a cape and not doing the bigger duty of civil service.
Heavendale is under attack by a 100-foot-tall giant spider. Mayor Jonah Jackson has called all of the heroes currently in town to action to help fight off this spider, splitting them up into teams, each team taking a leg of the giant spider. Your team has been sent to leg one. This one is actually landed next to a district in town that not a lot of people go to because it's a weird city block area that technically is in Heavendale, but is unincorporated from Heavendale proper because it's actually owned by the Cult of the Octoleg, which is a well-known cult within Heavendale that worships spiders as somewhat of a deity. And y'all have been sent to Leg One because it seems like the cult of the Octoleg has taken this as a sign from above that destruction of Heavendale is imminent, and then that is how they're supposed to die. So not only will you be dealing with the giant leg of a spider and anything else that comes from it, there is also a cult of spider worshiping people there. Y'all arrive at the scene where the first leg of the giant spider has come crashing down, and once you get up to it, sure enough, it looks like the leg of a 100-foot-tall spider. It's terrifying. Right around it, you see a bunch of robed individuals, and on the back of their robe, there's an intricate spider sewn in. A few of them are wearing the traditional Octoleg headpiece, which is just a hat that mimics the many eyes of a spider.
Ooh.
Yeah, you see there's four of them worshiping the leg as it stomps around. What do y'all do?
So Action Figure only wears, they're like those form-fitting shorts. He's like, he's shirtless to show off his chiseled body. He's also hairless. And I'm just going to kind of stand there and position myself so that the sunlight reflects off my body. I don't want to do hero work. I just want to look good.
Yeah, you're very successful in looking good. One of the cult members looks over their shoulder at you and stops worshiping for a second, but then is screamed at by what you can tell is at least the leader of this small group as they're told to continue praising the giant one, but you can tell they're still keeping you in their peripherals.
I'm already living in their head rent free. Here we go.
All right. What are the other two doing?
Aguifer starts to step forward, just like holds out hands. He's dressed in like a suit. It's kind of like, it's not a great suit. It doesn't fit him super well, but it's like doing the job, right? It's like minimum politician suit with the sleeves rolled up to like just show like jacked arms. And he starts like walking up to them and goes, "Citizens of Heavendale's outlying regions, so wonderful for you to have come and joined us here. Listen, if we could just have a minute to talk. This isn't an octopus leg. This is a spider, which is similar to an octopus. But if you just come with us, I can explain some of those differences.
A lot of people get confused. I know their name is Octoleg, but we're about like eight legs.
Eight legs.
So we like spiders. Oh. But I guess, you know what? I'm going to be honest. Well, partial octopus myself. If a giant octopus come, I think I'd worship it too. But generally, you know, we're into spiders and stuff like that. And
that too. Okay.
Didn't you just win that special election?
I did. Yeah.
I wish I would have voted for you, but as you know, this technically I can't vote in Heavendale elections because this is a sovereign nation of just cult people, and you know, we don't really pay taxes here, so I can't vote.
I understand, and I can't even tell you how much I respect your people here gathered, and how much I respect that fact, and. We are not going to try to claim this land, despite what my opposition has said throughout the entire election. Oh god, I'm turning way more evil than I thought I was. I mean, that was an inspiring hope.
I want to approach them. I feel like there's also a little pocket in my cape where I keep little headshots. And I'm going to approach them and I'm going to start pulling out photos of myself and signing them. And as they're kind of chanting, I'm going to kind of like start pushing the photos of myself on them. And when I tell them that, like, I have a gig tomorrow, I'm walking in a fashion show, I'm the headliner in this fashion show, and they should come see me. I'm going to lie to them and tell them that I'm going to be modeling some spider themed fashions.
You even get the attention of the leader that was demanding that they keep worshiping. And between the two of you talking about modeling careers and politics, you've actually distracted all of the cult members, and they're now just talking to you about various things. And it kind of seems like this is the first time they're talking about anything that just isn't involved worshiping spiders or things with eight legs, and it's kind of refreshing. Jackpot, you see this kind of happening. Everyone's a little distracted, and no one really notices that the spider leg has raised up and is about to come smashing down on this now just very casual conversation.
I want to, like, throw myself in there and try to catch this spider leg. Because I really want you to understand, nothing has ever gone wrong for Jackpot in his entire life. He is completely unafraid of death.
You run without even, you know, thinking about it to try to catch the giant leg of the spider. And you hold your hands up in the air, ready to just catch it. Even though you're pretty confident it will work, you still, right before the spider leg hits, like, you close your eyes and you're bracing for the impact. And you are expecting to feel impact coming from above, but actually you feel like you're being pulled back as right before the spider leg crushes the entire group of you. You see the head cult leader walk out of their building and scream as they summon spider magic and use a magical web to pull all of you out from under the leg of the spider as they scream, "We can't do ritual sacrifices unless we cleanse the sacrifices. How many times do we have to tell you this?" And the other cult members are
My skin is already cleansed. Please. So are we all tangled up in web now?
Like, so all of you are tangled in one giant web together, but it's the three of you and the four cult members that were worshiping the spider as they all start to, like, let out mumbled apologies to the cult leader.
Hold on. I've got an idea. And Aguifer just, like, raises his hands up and pulls them down, and all seven of us just plunge into water as the ground sinks underneath us. We're, like, dragged through the street into just, like, muddy, disgusting, gross sediment.
In my head, I'm definitely thinking, like, oh my god, my pores.
This should get the webs off of us.
You create a sinkhole underneath you.
Yes.
and send all of you crashing down. As this happens, Jackpot flies up in the air and seems to just have no care in the world, because as soon as he's up in the air, you hear what sounds like to be something launching off the back of the giant spider as a spider pod nearly misses Jackpot, soaring through the air, and Jackpot just reaches out and grabs onto it, landing on the ground next to it. As this pod lands, it opens up, sending out a 5-foot-tall spider that sees all of you bundled up in this web. As you're being tossed around in this sinkhole and all the mud and sediment that's down there, this spider attaches its own web to the grouping of six of you now, the two remaining heroes and the four cultists, and pulls you all up as one of the cultists screams, they've been saved and chosen by one of the great ones. It bows to the spider and is immediately beheaded as it eats its head.
I was right about to punch that cultist.
I was right about to punch that spider.
It seems like the other cultists just let out a glorious hallelujah as they watch this happen and all just bow down, ready to receive the true blessings. And the master cult leader looks at Action Figure and goes, "Since you are already cleansed, as you have said, you may sacrifice yourself next. And the other two of you, I must wash you with the sacrifice robe." And it's just like a weird, dirty towel. It doesn't really look like it's... sacred, and
oh,
it's just kind of gross.
I'm going to say, "Sacrifice this!" And I say, "Action fist!" And I kind of whip my arm at him, and my hand detaches, and my fist flies at the cult leader.
So you send your action fist flying at the cult leader. It whizzes right past the spider that's devouring the cult members, lands straight on the cult leader's face, and he was expecting a lot harder of a hit, but then just kind of realized it's just like a plastic fist that just got shot at him. It's not really, like, it smarted, but like it wasn't, you didn't really like take him down. And he just kind of like looks around, expecting like a little bit of a follow up, and then uses his spider magic to summon another web and wrap you up and start pulling you towards the 5 foot tall spider.
Okay, I want to roundhouse kick the 5 foot tall spider.
You go to roundhouse kick the 5 foot tall spider, even though you aren't really proficient at doing so.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
You run up and do like a jump kick in the air, screaming roundhouse kick, and you miss the spider almost altogether. But as you circle back around, you do hit one of the cultists who was brandishing a sacrificial knife, and it looked like he was actually about to attack Aquifer. And as you kick the cultist, he goes flying back and accidentally stabs the spider with the knife, and it starts to let out a screech.
I turn to the other two and I'm like, "Are we like actually being heroes here? I mean, these guys seem very happy with this outcome."
I feel bad about this. This seems not great. I think we do need to deal with the leg. Most of the leg is in Heavendale proper. If we get above its second knee, then technically that is within the city limits.
Oh my god.
Somebody boost me.
I'm like reaching for my handless arm forward, trying to call back my action fist, and you can see it like slowly crawling backwards towards me.
I mean, I was asking because like these guys are living on the edge and I wouldn't deny anyone that, but like I wasn't trying to frame this as they aren't citizens we should care about. Just, you know, I mean, you do you, Mr. Elected Senator Man.
No, I believe we should take care of citizen.
As you're having this very casual and calm conversation, none of you notice that you're now surrounded by a circle of chanting cult members that are all holding similar blades.
Oh no.
As the one that just got stabbed into the spider, as they are starting to encroach on you, blocking you from all sides. And then one of them actually leans in and just compliments you on your knowledge of city limits.
Thank you.
He says, "I'm going to be honest, a lot of times people come around here and I got to tell them that we're not part of Heavendale proper." And yeah, you nailed it. Sure enough, just about 100 yards up and then you hit the city. So like, you know, I wish I wasn't bound to this cult forever and had a say outside of just, you know, dying by a spider. I would love to vote for you. And he's saying that as he is trying to stab you with a knife.
Oh, so you just calmly approaching with a knife being like, "I really admire your zoning knowledge, but right now I need to kill you."
Yeah. Aquifer gets his hands like wrapped around the guy's wrist and like has the knife like inches from his face, and he's going, "Well, you know, senator to president's a pretty clear path. It's just look for me in 2028 and then just like tries to like make a sinkhole and just shove him down into it.
Yeah, you're
probably
you're,
lost that vote.
I think while he's being shoved down, my plastic hand that's crawling back to me is gonna try pushing him down into the sinkhole, but it's really just like way tapping him on the head.
That's actually what helps him, Aquifer, shove him in, because he makes the sinkhole and he's having a hard time push the cultist in, and then your hand jumps on his face, cousin it style, and he starts to get freaked out as it like taps on his face, and he does fall into the sinkhole, but with it, your hand is lost as this sinkhole has tapped into an underground water current, and you just see this cultist in your hand just get washed away. As that happens, the spider leg comes crushing down again, sending out a shockwave from the weight, and that actually starts to, because there's now the one large sinkhole and the smaller one, and it sends a fissure between the two, and it looks like the ground around you all is starting to give way from, you know, maybe too many sinkholes.
No, how can I power pose with only one hand?
Oh, God.
I'm going to begin to freak out.
Keep it together, action figure. I promise.
Keep it together? How can I keep it together without my hand? You're so insensitive.
I will get you a new hand. I'll get you a better hand. Tomorrow, buddy. Keep it close. Keep it together. And he just hugs him.
Keeping it together is like great. Pat him on the back. Like,
come on.
Can we move?
If you can get me up there on the leg, I bet it can make a sinkhole in its body. I've never thought to try that before. I've fought a lot of giant things, and this only just occurred to me this time.
Do the cultists, do they have, like, are they wearing, like, rope belts or anything like that?
Yeah, it looks like they got rope belts on.
Okay, so I'm going to collect all of their belts, and then I'm going to tie it to my last remaining, my wrist on my other hand. I'm going to scream, action hook, and I'm going to throw a grappling hook up onto the leg of the spider to get you up there. Now I'm handless.
You run around grabbing everyone's rope belts, and they all just seem like one of them tries to stop you, and then even though the cult leader was like wanting to murder you all, he goes, wait a minute, let's see how this plays out.
Just open robes everywhere.
Open robes everywhere.
You make the action hook, and you shoot a wire up to the spider leg and tie it off. As you do that, you hear the cult leader go, oh, yeah, I'm gonna be honest, I thought it was gonna be way cooler. And he motions to you, and you just feel knives all around you stabbing in, as you don't have any hands to defend yourself.
Good thing I'm made of plastic.
As you have that humble brag, you hear the clicking of a blowtorch come from behind you.
Oh, no! I want to grab the blowtorch.
Jackpot, you go to grab the blowtorch. You trip while trying to grab it, and it sends you tumbling behind the person with the blowtorch, and you can tell the line that it's connected to for, like, the gas and stuff like that is exposed, and you go to try to grab it again, and all you do is pull the tube that is sending in the gas to it, and the guy's, like, now starting to try to click it and wondering what's happening. The grappling hook line that you were able to put up is loosening as you get stabbed more and more as this guy tries to figure out why his blowtorch isn't working.
My body! My beautiful
body!
I'm
climbing it. Sorry, bud. We're going up. Keep holding it. You're doing an amazing job.
I'm just standing there. These cultists are stabbing my plastic body. This is
sometimes
a giant distraction.
Sometimes just standing there is the bravest thing we can do.
I'm just going to pop my head off, and I'm just going to hold it up with my two nubs on my wrists, and then I'm just gonna hold it as high as possible, and all you can hear me say is, just not the face, as they start stabbing my body.
Arthur, are you making your way up there to the leg?
Going on up there. I'm sure things will be great on the ground. Jackpot's got this.
Oh, for sure. 100%.
Yeah. Jackpot, you hear from behind you, and no longer the click of a blowtorch, but somebody pulls out a flamethrower. They're running towards action figure as the cultists start to scream out, we're stabbing them, but it's weirdly just kind of making holes that aren't played in. I don't understand the anatomy of this person.
I want to tackle the dude with the flamethrower. I'm sure that'll be fine.
You tackle him and wrestle him, and it sends the flamethrower in the air as another spider egg comes launching off the back of the spider and hits the flamethrower midair, causing a giant explosion, sending all of the cultists back, exploding action figure's body, sending his detached head up into the air.
As it lands, where does my head land?
Can I try to catch his head?
Yes.
Oh yeah, you catch his head. Like you the head flies up in the air and Jackpot is able to catch it.
I wanna look up at you, Jackpot, and I wanna say, do I still look beautiful?
Definitely, 100% man. You're living on the edge.
as you're climbing up the rope, it starts to give out because it's no longer being tied to anything. And you have a decision. Are you going to try to jump on the leg or are you going to try to jump on the ground?
Oh, jump on the leg. Okay. I got to get up on that leg.
You go and jump on the leg. And as soon as you hit it, what looked like just to be fine spider hairs from afar are actually razor sharp and pointy, pointy hairs. And as immediately as you land on the spider leg, you are just impaled with hundreds of pencil size, stabbing hairs in your body as you are just in immense pain.
They're called urticating hairs.
There we go. Thank you. I wish I would have known that 7 sessions ago. I have said the dumbest shit to describe spider hair.
Am I still alive?
Yeah, you're still alive, but you're in a lot of pain.
Yeah. So we get that shot of like jumping through the air and just landing and just the cuts and the blood and everything just like seeping down between the urticating hairs. There's a moment where Aquifer goes, I have to dig deep. I have to dig deeper than I've ever dug. And just like puts his hands on 2 of them and starts to like pull the hairs apart, trying to make a sinkhole in the actual spider.
You put your hands on it. It's really gross too, because like to get your hands on the actual spider, you literally just have to like push them into,
push them all the way down.
Yeah, oh, push God. Them all the way down.
Let's as, be real, like, this is our brand.
Yeah, as they just start to just pierce through your hands, and with all of your might, you successfully create a hole in the first leg of the spider. And yes, you hear this giant ear-piercing scream come from the giant spider as the hole forms larger and larger, and you then fall through it.
And like, as he falls through, he's shouting out, you're messing with Heavendale. I'm going to let that sink in.
Oh, you've been holding on to that one.
And as you give that finishing line, you fall into the same hole that was connected to the underground water passage that the cultists had fallen into with Action Figure's hand. And you are immediately swept under and you drown.
Perfect. Feels good. Feels right.
Wait, is he, he's drowning. Can you toss my head and use me as a buoy?
I don't think I can probably hold much. My hands have so many holes in them.
What are you doing, Jackpot?
Jesus.
The head you're holding just told you to toss it.
Toss me.
Can I toss you at the spider instead? Do you think you could do something to the spider?
I will chew on it. Until okay. It dies.
I'm throwing him at the spider leg.
All right, you throw it at the spider leg. It hits the spider leg and is immediately held into place as it's pierced by the spider hair.
Oh, God.
And you try to chew at it, but you can't because your head landed like back first. The only thing you see is the spider is now reeling with pain as the hole in its leg. It sees you there and starts to scrape away your head. And the last thing you see is the mouth of a spider as you're engulfed and your beautiful plastic head is melted by the acidic acid within the spider's mouth. Do you have an end line you want to say?
Remember me for who I was, not what I look like now.
You whisper that to yourself.
Yep.
As we cut back to Jackpot on the ground and all the headshots you had from your body that exploded are floating back down. And the spider leg actually retreats from the area and seems like it's kind of shifting a little bit due to the fact that it actually was injured, leaving Jackpot alone with only the cult leader left who was very badly injured. And he comes up to you and starts to tell you, the prophecy always said that all but one would fall by the giant spider and one would stand, and they are the true leader. And as this is being told to you and you're starting to be filled with illusions of grandeur, a giant anchor falls from the sky and crushes you to death.
Beautiful. The only way I could ever have gone out.